We talked about growing pains, and we started on part one, which was you're such a baby. We talked about the steps of a righteous man are ordered by God, and the fact that a righteous man, what does he do? He takes steps, right? He takes steps with God. He's walking, he's growing with God. Well, tonight, part two, if you can throw that up there for me, Sydney. Light Bright, part two. Does anybody remember this toy? Light Bright. These things were amazing, man. You had this, like, little, you know, image you'd put in, and the lights, and you have the different colors, little things that you'd lock in there. Look at these kids. They're making a candle, like a little lamp. It's pretty sweet. And just so you know, my amazing, awesome friend David Barney, the guy playing drums, made this. Isn't that cool? He's legit. Yeah. Anyways, Light Bright. That's what we're talking about. So Light Bright. You gotta, when you play this game, right, the things have to be in the right position, right, to make a picture. Because if not, it'll just kind of look like some kind of gibberish. Like, just, you're like, what was somebody doing on the Light Bright? What was he thinking? No. But looking at the Light Bright, and you're just like, what's going on, you know? Or if it's turned off, it's like, okay, that's really not that cool, you know? Or even if all the other lights are on, you're just kind of like, oh, this is kind of lame. And then people turn them off, you're like, oh, wow, that's nice. I like that. Light Bright. Light Bright. So we're talking about lights. Talking about being a light. So, Sydney, go throw my scripture up there. I know you're probably going to have to switch the background. Yeah, there we go. Okay, here we go. Mark 4:21 through 26, and this is the New Living Translation. It says, then Jesus asked them, would anyone light a lamp and then put it under a basket or under a bed? Question mark. Well, would they do that? I don't know. Of course not. A lamp is placed on a stand, on its stand, and another translation says its stand, where its light will shine. Okay, next. For everything that is hidden will eventually be brought into the open, and every secret will be brought into light. Now, when you're listening to that, do you have any secrets that if they were brought to the light, you'd be like, oh no, I don't want anybody to know that. Well, here, he's saying everything done in secret will eventually come out in the light. So if you're doing something, it's eventually going to come out. Go to 23. Anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand. Then he added, pay close attention to what you hear. The closer you listen, the more understanding you will be given and you will receive even more. 25. To those who listen to my teaching, more understanding will be given. But for those who are not listening, even what little understanding they have will be taken away from them. 26. And this is really random. Just like, Jesus also said, the kingdom of God is like a farmer who scatters seed on the ground. Okay. Now, I read all that to you. Like, let's take it from the beginning. Let's go to 24. Then Jesus asked him, would anyone light a lamp? Okay, so Jesus, right before this, he's talking about some seed, and he's talking about different parables, and all of a sudden he starts talking about a lamp, okay? So now imagine this. You're sitting there, and Jesus is talking, and he's like, and if you're scattering seed, okay, now would anyone light a lamp and then put it in it? You're like, okay, we were just talking about seeds and farming, and now you're talking about furniture. What's going on? Like, what is a lamp? Only I don't understand. Okay, so he's going on. He's like, would they put it under a basket or under a bed? Of course not. A lamp is placed on a stand where its light will shine. Go to the next one. 22, for everything that is okay. Go to the next one. He goes on to this. Okay, and here it is. And then in the middle of this parable, when people are just kind of like, what? I don't understand. And then he comes out with, anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand. So you're like, well, I have ears, right? Kind of like, well, I'm hearing you. Anyone with ears? Yeah, I got ears. But he's not talking about those kind of ears. He's talking about spiritual ears. He's talking about being able to hear the voice of God, being able to hear what he's saying. If you can't hear the voice of God, you will not grow with God because you won't be able to hear him. So, okay, this isn't making much. Okay, so ear to hear. So when they finally get it, you know, you might be asking yourself, you're like, is Jesus on crack? What is he talking about? Like, what is going on? He's talking about lamps, and then he's talking about seeds, and he's talking about this stuff, and then he's asking me if I have ears. Of course I have ears. I'm hearing him right now, right? Do you have ears to hear what the Spirit of God is saying? Not what you just read, but what the Spirit of God is saying. So do you have ears to hear? That's my first question to you. Do you have ears to hear? Do you hear the voice of God? Do you talk with God? Now, the one thing about hearing the voice of God is if you don't know God, you're not going to hear him. Why? Because you don't know him, right? You have no idea who he is. So why would you recognize his voice? That's just like if you didn't know me and I was yelling for you in the supermarket, you probably wouldn't really even pay attention to my voice. Hey! Hey, you! Hey! Hey! You! goofy looking kid, turn around. And you're just like, I don't know, who's that guy? But now if you knew me and I was like, hey, goon, turn around. You'd be like, hey, that's Matt. And you turn around, you're like, hey, because you know me. You know my voice. So if you don't know God, how are you going to know his voice? You're not. And to grow with God, you have to be able to hear his voice. Where does his voice come from? When you're reading his word. Now let's read this again. I'm gonna walk you through this. Let's go. Okay, so go to the beginning, Sydney. This is the beginning. Wait, no, it's not. There we go. Then Jesus asked him, would anyone light a lamp and then put it under a basket or under a bed? Now think about that. That's just ridiculous. Okay? No. If you light a lamp, all right, I'm talking about like a flashlight, or I turned on the light in my room. Back then, you know, they had to use lamps or little candles, you know, to give light to the room. So he's saying, if anyone would light a lamp, would they put it under a basket or under a bed? Would they do that? See, God has something awesome for you. God has something amazing for you. But here's the key. You have to be in place. Okay, you have to be where God needs you to be. It says, would anyone light a lamp and then put it under a bed? Of course not. A lamp is placed on a stand. And I think it's the TNIV. It says on its stand where its light will shine. Key, the lamp on its stand where it belongs to give the right amount of light to the room. So you have to be in place. So you have to hear God, one. Two, you have to be in place to have the maximum effect that God wants you to have. Now, I have a little example, just so we can get this really, really just stuck in our heads. Can somebody turn the lights down for me? Both of them, like all the way. Oh man, I gotta get the stage lights. I think this will work though. Okay, so I have this light, right? I have this light bright, bright light. I have this light. It's pretty big. If somebody was like, hey, man, you got a flashlight? Yeah. You'd be like, what? Wow. Where did you get that flashlight? There it is again. Okay. But look, check this out. Okay. So if I'm putting it under my bed, look. If I'm putting it under my bed, it's really not helping you, is it? It's kind of under there. Okay, whatever. Okay. Now, if I just have it like this, is that really cool? If I leave it there, the carpet's going to catch on fire. Amazing fact. Okay, cool. So that obviously doesn't give light to the room. But, okay, so we're kind of getting it up. Now, that's good. That's good having it over here. But look, if it's not in its right place, do you see this? Look. Hold on. Wait. Look. Watch. Listen. Did you see that, though? It wasn't hidden, but it was pointed in the wrong place. And wasn't that offensive? Didn't that hurt your feelings when I did that? Yeah, you didn't like that. But look, check it out. Now, if I do something like this and I get in place, there's light. Everybody sees it. Because I'm in place. So look. All right, y'all can bring the lights back up. God, listen. I'm almost done. Real short tonight. Real short. God wants you to be in place. Why? Because that's how you grow with him. First, you got to hear him. Then you got to be in place. You got to be in place so he can use you to do something awesome in your school, with your family, all over the world. Did you know God called you to be a world changer? How can you be a world changer if you can't hear the God that's calling you? How can you be a world changer if you won't be in place so God can use you to the maximum possibility? Anybody? No? You can't. You have to be in place with God. Why would God give you something if you're just going to shove it under your bed? See, if somebody took a lamp and they put it under their bed, that is not only just totally dumb. And people would be like, what are you doing? I can't see. But that's also dangerous, okay? You've got a fire, an actual open flame, and you just put it under your bed. What do you think's about to happen? Same thing. God's not going to give you something awesome because you could turn around and just do something completely dangerous with it. Something that's going to hurt people, something that's going to turn people away. You could be walking in your schools tomorrow and people know that you're a Christian, and all of a sudden you just, some dude runs into you and you just light him up with all sorts of beep, beep, mother, beep, 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 beep. And they're just like, I thought that guy was a Christian. Witness crushed. That's it. And they're looking at you just like, oh, I guess not. Wow, that was bad. You poorly used your light. You blinded somebody. Ah! But if it's in place, it's amazing. God will work through you. God will lighten up a whole room. Have you ever met somebody, when they walk into the room, it's just like atmosphere changes. You're just like, if you were in a bad mood, all of a sudden you're kind of in a good mood. You're like, oh, they just lift you up. You know, they're in place. Or somebody that comes up to you when you're sad and you're upset and they tell you something that you're just like, how did they know? God spoke to them because they were in place, because they had ears to hear. Bow your heads. Tonight,